They once introduced the British Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, and then after they introduced him, he said, after an introduction like that, even I'm interested in what I have to say. So today we're discussing a little bit about Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada, he taught us within his movement that before we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, we sing this very beautiful song, Jai Radha Madhav. So many of you are already familiar. This is a very beautiful song because it reminds us of our true home. We're not from London, we're not from Copenhagen, we're not from maybe Delhi, India, or some other places. We are truly, in reality, inhabitants of the spiritual world. Sri Vrindavan Dham, the place where every step is a dance, the place where every word is a song, the place where every act is an act of love, and the place in which there is no anxiety. Put your hands up if you want to go to a place where there is no anxiety. So nice as Copenhagen is, I'm sure you'll experience some anxiety along the way. But when we live in Vrindavan consciousness and when our aim is to go to Vrindavan, then we experience a life of complete fulfillment and happiness. So. Thank you, Sam. So we sing this song to remind ourselves of the journey that we're on. So yes, please close your eyes and meditate on Sri Vrindavan as we embark on our spiritual journey or continue to travel on our spiritual journey back to our true home. Jai Radha Madhava, 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 Jai Radha Madhava Is an amazing personality. He left India at the age of 70 with nothing, with no money. He didn't have good health. He didn't have anyone helping him on the place to the place where he was going. He didn't have any material facilities. He wrote a poem. And in his deep humility, he said, Bhakti nahi, bedi nahi, khub naam daro. He arrived in New York and he wrote a poem. And he said, Krishna, I don't have anything. Krishna, I don't even have bhakti. I have no devotion. Krishna, I don't even have bedi. I don't even have knowledge. Khub naam daro. But one thing I do have is strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. Of course, Srila Prabhupada had devotion. Of course, he had knowledge. But he was teaching us. He was saying, if you look in your heart and you find, I don't have any devotion. If you look in your heart and you find, I don't have any knowledge. Don't worry. Because if in the midst of all of that, you have faith in the holy name of Krishna, then everything else can be made up. So Srila Prabhupada, he came to America with great faith in the holy name of Krishna. And he was traveling around, sharing the name of Krishna. Once he came to one American city and there was an Indian reporter, a young Indian reporter. So right in the middle of the news conference, he said, Swamiji, why have you come to America? I mean, it was almost rude, you know? I mean, he was also an Indian. So he said, Swamiji, as though, you know, why did you come to my country? He was also Indian. So he said, Swamiji, why did you come to America? So Srila Prabhupada looked right back at him and said, why did you come to America? He said, for better opportunities, Swamiji. Prabhupada said, me too. And then Prabhupada said, but you came for better opportunities to take. I came for better opportunities to give. I didn't come to America to take anything from anyone. I didn't come here to take your wealth. I didn't come here to take your prestige and possessions. I didn't come here to take some material comfort and convenience. I came here to give you what you're really looking for. When Prabhupada arrived in London, the news reporter asked him, Swamiji, what have you come here to teach? Prabhupada said, I've come here to teach what you've forgotten. It's hard for us to imagine the glory of Srila Prabhupada. You know, in London, our temple, at one point they were trying to close our temple down in London. You may have heard, Bhaktivedanta Manor. So we had to employ a barrister. You know, a barrister, like a lawyer, to defend the temple. So before he fought the case, he said, I need to know something about your philosophy. Otherwise, how do I know who I'm defending? So I need some of your books. The devotee said, yeah, we can arrange that, no problem. Give me some books. So he was a brilliant, these people are so intelligent, brilliant mind. So he went away and in 7 days he read everything, including Prabhupada's life story. And he came back and he said to our leader there, Shivaram Swami, he said, your philosophy is amazing, but you know what? Your founder is even more amazing. So Shivaram Swami looked at him and said, yeah, we know. That's why we dedicated our life to him. He said, you don't know. No, you don't know. Shivaram Swami said, no, I know. He said, no, you don't know. And then he looked at Shivaram Swami and he said, you are 40 years old. I'm 70 years old. You don't know what it feels like to be 70. And to do what this man did at the age of 70 is truly extraordinary. He said, this man got on a ship and he had 2 heart attacks on the ship. Imagine if you go on a plane somewhere else and you get 2 heart attacks on the plane. What's the first thing you're going to do when you land at your destination? You're going to go to the hospital and get it checked out. Not Srila Prabhupada. He arrived in America after having 2 heart attacks on the ship. And you know what he did? He just went into a park. He sat underneath a tree. He took out his kartals and he started chanting Hare Krishna. Bhakti nahi, bedi nahi, khub naam daro. Because I had strong faith that the holy name of Krishna will do everything. And that's how the Hare Krishna movement began. If you want, you can go to New York today and go to Tompkins Square Park and go to the tree underneath which Srila Prabhupada started chanting Hare Krishna and began the Krishna consciousness movement. You can go there today. If you go there today, you'll find many devotees hugging the tree. Tree huggers. Srila Prabhupada was a visionary. And you know, Srila Prabhupada in his lifetime, he began many projects. He started many temples. He started many farm communities. He started a scientific branch in order to present Krishna consciousness to the scientific people. But you know what? Srila Prabhupada had a project which, in my opinion, was his biggest project. There were many projects that Srila Prabhupada started in his life, but there was one project which was the biggest project. This project Srila Prabhupada worked on every single day. This project Srila Prabhupada worked on in the early morning hours, the most precious time of the day. This project is the project that Srila Prabhupada was working on from the first day till the last day of his movement. What was that project?
His books.
Translating
Srimad Bhagavatam. One may look at Srila Prabhupada's movement and think, 108 temples, what an achievement. Someone may look at his movement and say, so many amazing things going on. But you know what Srila Prabhupada's biggest project was? To translate and present the Srimad Bhagavatam to the world. Because what is the biggest problem in this world is a lack of spiritual vision. Maybe any problem that's going on in the world today. Can someone shout out one of the problems going on in the world today?
Me?
Me, as in you? Yeah. I think you're just being humble.
Global warming.
Global warming. Ecological problems. Why? Because people don't have the vision that the earth is sacred, that the earth is Mother Bhumi, we say in Sanskrit. The earth is the mother. If the would you exploit, plunder your own mother? No one will do, but no one has the vision that the earth is the mother. Everyone thinks the earth is an object of exploitation for my own gratification. Therefore you have ecological problems. Therefore you have environmental problems. A lack of spiritual vision. What are the problems in the world? Meat eating, animal killing. If you knew that every single living being has a soul within it, would you commit violence, whole-scale violence, in this way towards animals? If I tell you the statistics of how many animals are killed every single year, you won't be able to sleep at night. Lack of spiritual vision. Crime, lack of spiritual vision. Abuse of other people, lack of spiritual vision. Racism, lack of spiritual vision. Dare I say it? COVID-19.
Whoa.
Zoonotic disease coming from mistreatment or inappropriate connection with animals. Lack of spiritual vision. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada knew we can have temples, we can have communities, we can have everything, but all of this is a facility to teach people Srimad Bhagavatam and to give them spiritual vision. And so the greatest gift in the world is the gift of spiritual knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna compares knowledge to four things. Let me ask you what your feeling is of why Krishna compares knowledge to these four things. In one verse, Krishna says, Jnanagni karmadagdhanam. Knowledge, jnana, is like agni, fire. Can anyone tell me why is knowledge like fire?
It purifies.
It purifies, okay? Fire purifies, yes?
It burns.
It burns.
It burns you.
It burns. So how does knowledge burn you?
And because sometimes if you know too much, it's killing.
Okay. Right. Let's say knowledge blows your mind. In that way, it's like, yes. Yes. It burns ignorance. Okay, you're getting closer. Krishna actually says it in this verse. Jnanagni karmadagdhanam.
It burns our sinful propensity.
It burns the sinful propensity. Yes?
Impurities.
Impurities. And it burns something more. It burns up all of your karmic reactions. You may not be able to see, look around at everyone around you, everyone is holding a backpack of karma. I can see. Some of those backpacks are big. You may or may not know, but there's a whole bunch of karma which is on your head from previous lives. Because we've done many, many activities before. And Krishna arranges a system whereby we get karmic reactions in order to learn from those things that we did. But you know what? Why does karma exist? To educate you into a better way to live. But if you learn the lesson by studying the knowledge of Krishna, then does Krishna need to give you the karma? No. Because you already learned the lesson. It's like a prisoner who gets a sentence to go into prison, but then after 2 years they say, okay, we just let you free because you learned your lesson. Knowledge is like fire, because it burns up your karma, and many things in your life that you may have to experience, you will gain release from them, because simply by studying knowledge, you learn the lesson that that karma was meant to teach you. So therefore Krishna says, Jnanagni karma dagdanam. Knowledge is like a fire which burns up all of your reactions. Krishna says, Tasmad agyana sambhutam ritstam jnana sinat mana. Jnana is also like a ashina. Does anyone know what ashina is?
It's falling from the sky. What is that? It's a drop off with ice.
Okay, that's one. In this context, jnanashina means a sword. A sword. Why is knowledge like a sword?
Cuts ignorance.
Cuts through illusion.
Cuts through illusion.
Cuts the detachment.
Cuts the detachment. Yeah, or cuts the attachment to create the detachment. You don't want to cut the detachment. Any of you do gardening? Gornitai today took me to the allotment. So, first-hand experience, gardening. You've been to our eco-farm, no? What happens if you don't tend to the garden regularly? What grows?
Grass.
Weeds. Have you ever tried to take weeds out once they've overgrown? Ooh, they go deep. You can break your back trying to take a weed out. Weeds go deep. You know what? In our heart, there are also many weeds. Weeds of doubts. Is Krishna consciousness really true? Even if it is true, are the people in the Krishna consciousness movement okay? Even if the people are okay and the philosophy is true, will I be able to really do it? We have so many doubts about spiritual life. So Krishna says, Tasmad agyana sambhutam ritstam jnana sinatmana. All the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed with the weapon of
knowledge.
So Krishna compares knowledge to a fire, jnanagni. Krishna compares knowledge to a sword, jnanashina. Krishna also says, apichayadasi papebhyo sarvebhya papakritama sarvam jnana plaveneva vrijinam santarishyasi. Krishna says, jnana plava. Knowledge is also like a plava. Anyone know what a plava is?
Boat.
Knowledge is also like a boat. Why would knowledge be like a boat?
It can take you across the ocean?
It can take you across the ocean. Which ocean?
Ocean of ignorance.
Or Atlantic Ocean?
Material existence.
Ocean of ignorance.
Samsara. It doesn't just, the boat doesn't just carry you across the ocean, but the boat also protects you from the ocean, isn't it? In the ocean, have you ever seen an ocean without waves? Every ocean has waves. You know, like recently I went from London to France. I was going across the channel. And you know, now many, many people are coming from Calais. They're taking boats, fleeing their country to come to England. And it's amazing when you go on the ferry, you can see these people in the ocean, in like a boat that's really not suitable for going across that ocean. But they're fleeing their country out of fear. A boat carries you across the ocean, but it also protects you from the ocean. So this material world that we're living in,
is a samsara sagara. You heard? Samsara sagara means an ocean of birth and death. So what the boat of knowledge does is it helps you to navigate across the ocean. But the most important thing for us right now is that it protects you from the waves of the ocean. What are the waves of the ocean of the material world? You know what the waves are? Adi Devika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Atmika. There's three primary types of waves in this material world. And you know what they are? Misery. Adi Devika, misery from nature. Adi Bhautika, misery from other people. Adi Atmika, misery from your own body and mind. Put your hand up if this week you have had no misery from any of these. Welcome to the material world. The amazing thing is, when you have knowledge, this misery may come, but you know what? Because your consciousness is elevated, it doesn't cause you suffering. There can be a misery from nature, but because your consciousness has become so elevated, you're not affected. Other people can cause you misery, but you won't suffer because you will go beyond their irrationality. You may even have physical pain, but when you have knowledge, to some extent, you even transcend your own physical pain. Imagine, you see, there's water in this cup, right? If I put a handful of salt into this cup of water and I drink this water, what's it going to taste like? You don't have to be a scientist to know that. Now, imagine I fill up this whole room with water and then I put a palm full of salt in the room. Are you going to taste the water? Taste the salt? No. Because the volume of water is so large, it absorbs the salt. Your consciousness, you have to look at your consciousness and ask, is my consciousness like a cup of water? Or is my consciousness like a room full of water? And if you want to grow your consciousness to be like a room full of water, how do you do it? By studying the books. By getting knowledge. Because knowledge expands your consciousness. And when your consciousness is expanded, you don't feel any of the waves of this world. Some people just float through life without being affected by any misery. Krishna says, Dukhe shvanudvigna manaha, sukhe shu vigata spreha, vittaraga bhaya krodha, You want to become a sage of the steady mind, stita dhir. You want to become free from vitta, raga, bhaya, krodha, attachment, fear and anger. You want to become free? Dukheshu anudvigna manaha, sukheshu vigata spraha. You want to be free from the roller coaster journey of feeling elated when something good happens, and then completely depressed when something bad happens. If you get knowledge, then you become a stita dhir. You become a sage of the steady mind. And finally, Krishna says, Deshamivanukam partham aham agyana jantamaha nasayanatma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvata. Jnana is also like a deepa. What's a deepa? That one's easy. Now it's coming, isn't it? Diwali. Deepavali. What does Deepavali mean? Avali means a row. Deepa means lamps. So Deepavali literally, or Diwali means a row of lamps. So Krishna says knowledge is like a lamp. Why is knowledge like a lamp? Because this whole world is like a dark room. Imagine there would be a power cut. All you need is one candle. Imagine there's a power cut in this whole room. Just by one little candle, you'll be able to navigate yourself out. It doesn't take much, just one candle. I'll tell you an amazing fact. If you go into outer space, okay, if you ever decide to make that journey, and you light a candle in outer space, you can see that candle 12 miles away. Did you know that? That's today's useless fact for you. If you go into outer space and you light a candle, you can see it for 12 miles. This material world is so dark, but the light of knowledge, the lamp of knowledge, it reminds you how to get out of this place. How many of you want to get out of the material world? Be honest, how many of you are happy here? You're okay. You don't have so much problem here. You're okay. That's okay. Yeah, we'll talk later. You want to get out. But you know, it's so funny in life. Okay, all of you said, I want to get out. But how many of you wake up in the morning and say, I need to get out of this world. What am I going to do to get out of this world? Today I have to do activities that are going to help me get out of this world. How many of you do that? We say we want to get out of the world, but what are you doing to get out of the world? Knowledge is like the lamp, which every day reminds you, this is not your true home. It's okay, you got a nice job. Yes, it's okay, you have a good family life, a good situation, but don't be in any illusion. This material world is not a nice place. Some days life looks okay, but rest assured, I'm not cursing you, but rest assured, Krishna says, Mamubhevya Punarjanma Vihala Ayama Shashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Samsithim Paramam Gata. Krishna rubber stamped this world Dukhalayam Shashvatam. It's miserable and temporary. Everything in this world is changing. The people around you will change. Your body will change. Your fortunes will change. Everything will change. Recently I was going to visit my family, and for many years I was thinking, I want to go back to my old school that I was in 25 years ago. You know, like you go back to your old school, it brings back many memories, isn't it? Many years I was thinking, I'll go, I'll make time. And then some months ago I was driving home and I drove past my school and they knocked the whole school down. And when I saw it, my heart dropped. Because I thought, that school, there were so many memories there. And now it's all gone. And then I realized, Krishna said, Mamubhevya Punarjanma Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. This material world, everything is temporary. Now do you see why Srila Prabhupada's main project was to translate Srimad Bhagavatam? Because what does the knowledge of the Bhagavatam do? Jnanagni, knowledge is like a
fire.
Jnana Ashina, knowledge is like a
sword.
Jnana Plava, knowledge is like a
sword.
Jnana Deepena, knowledge is like a you are all scholars now. Easy to grasp it,
But now who is going to go away today and say, I take it seriously. I'm going to take these books and I'm going to start reading them every single day. Because Krishna says, in this world there is nothing so sublime as transcendental knowledge. There's nothing more valuable in this world than knowledge. Because knowledge changes your whole vision. So therefore Srila Prabhupada gifted us Srimad Bhagavatam. And you can watch the video of Srila Prabhupada's final days. How many of you have seen Srila Prabhupada's the video of Srila? Okay, you need, so many of you have not seen. So you can go on YouTube and there is a video called The Final Lesson. This is Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan in his final days of this world. He is practically on the bed. He cannot stand up. He cannot do anything. He's literally in the final hours of his life. And you know what he's doing? He's translating Srimad Bhagavatam into English. Till the very final breath, he was giving this knowledge to the world. Because he said, this is the only thing that is going to solve people's problems. Don't think that a material arrangement is going to solve your problems. By all means, have an insurance policy. But it's not going to solve your problem. By all means, save up money in your bank account and give it to us. No, I'm joking. By all means, save money in your bank account. But it's not going to solve your problems. By all means, if you are pro-vaccination, take the COVID vaccination. But it's not going to solve your problems. By all means, have an alarm on your house. But it's not going to solve your problems. The only thing that's going to solve your problems is if you grasp the knowledge of the Bhagavata, of the Bhagavad Gita. And that's why Srila Prabhupada was so strong on this point. Okay, so the time is 4:30. So is that... do we have time for questions or no?
Maybe one or two questions.
Does anyone have any question they would like to ask? Maybe not. That's the answer. Is there any question? No, no question, right? Thank you so much, Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.
Jai.
Disgrace to Tava Prabhu Ki.
Jai.